Just after 7 on your Tuesday morning, it is the time of the week on the radio where we talk about a podcast or two.
Or seven.
The person to talk you through them every week is Danae Gibson. Hello.
Hello, Taylor. Sorry, I jumped the gun then. I've been listening to a lot of different podcasts.
You weren't even introduced yet.
I'm so sorry.
Look, it's all right because Sarah has already gotten in touch.
Terrific.
Somebody who has already jumped the gun and says, I binged the Outlaw Ocean over the past week and it was incredible.
Thank you very much.
Cannot wait for today's recommendation.
I almost feel like I made it. Only because when we really find something that we love, mm-hmm. we make recommendations every week. Who knows if you pick it up or don't pick it up? Sometimes you don't even listen to what I recommend.
Yeah.
But when someone listens to something that you love, there's a little shared joy. And thank you for listening. I binged Outlaw Ocean too, and I recommend it to everyone.
I love a good pod that you can binge. Mm. There's not many that are able to be listened to in consecutive sort of back-to-back episode format. And it sounds like that is, I'm still yet to listen. I'm saving it for myself when I've got time to actually devote to properly listening to it. But I've had that feeling before, and it's the same thing of when you recommend something that you absolutely love and somebody shares in it, Danae, and then you all kind of just like do a dance and shout from the rooftops.
Yeah.
Well, this week I talk about sort of recommending a pod or two or seven. This week, just one between the two of us, and exciting because it's a podcast made right here in Western Australia, a three-part series from Seesaw Magazine, that's WA's own arts magazine, and the Chamber of Arts and Culture. It's called Let's Talk About the Future. It focuses on artist relationships with X, Y, Z. There's three episodes hosted by our very own Mary Faiton. Danae, which of the three episodes have you chosen to listen to this week?
I chose Let's Talk About the Future, Arts and Tourism.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
I kept a map app open while I listened to this episode because lots of places were mentioned. Mark Howard, Director of Place Management at the Arts and Culture Trust. Helen Curtis from creative consultancy Apparatus. And Di Bain. All had a chat with Mary Faiton about tourism and the arts. And I could dive into lots of different threads on this one. But I will say what I really enjoyed was their own kind of self-consciousness about jargon. So there was a lot of talk about investment in infrastructure and return on investment and, you know, things like that. Because it's a bigger picture and a smaller picture kind of podcast conversation. But what I really, really enjoyed was the start of the conversation about 2029 in Western Australia and especially in Borloo, because that's the bicentennial of the Swan River Colony and the settlement.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I can see your eyes are like spinning.
My brain wasn't ready for 2023, let alone 29.
Well, this is a big deal. And,
sure.
Our relationship with that entire year, the way it's marked, commemorated, celebrated, the conversations that will happen depends on our relationship with the land, with people, and our own experience, because everyone in that conversation is old enough to remember 1979, which was the sesquicentennial of the Swan River Colony. And it was really marked in a particular way in Western Australia, and school students, ask your mum, Taylor. no, seriously, things like we all got an atlas.
Okay. Yeah. I remember getting a coin in 2001, but that was for a different celebration.
Federation, I suspect. But similar. In some ways, in that it's about the colonisation of the country.
Sure.
Most of us, as young students at that time, didn't know a lot about...
You just got a big book.
Aboriginal history or place or... Yeah, we got a big book. But now here I am, listening to a podcast, looking at an app and a map, finding out about different parts of the Western Australia and different approaches. So I've gone down a particular rabbit hole there, Taylor, suffice to say, I enjoyed it and I recommend it.
All right. We're going to hear a little bit from it now. What are we about to hear?
Yeah, good question. I really don't remember.
Here it is.
of all the touring I did around the world, the shows that really resonated not only with me but audiences in general was when we told Western Australian stories like Cloud Street, when we toured that. You know, and it's showing our unique culture in all of its manifestations that people will want to engage with. And that includes the conversation we have with each other and with them when they come on to Budjar onto country. And I think that the ad is shows that on this incredible, magnificent Budjar, this country across the whole state, I mean, I think the drive from Broome to Kununurra is as magnificent as the Great Ocean Road, if not better. It's such incredible country. And then knowing that all the Aboriginal cultures have such a strong connection to country, and with that is cultural stories, and that if we allow Aboriginal people to have the power to exchange those stories in the way that they would like to do it, then we've got this unique opportunity that cannot be replicated anywhere else in the world.
Danae, I love that you've taken that piece of audio for a couple of reasons, and maybe I'm just biased here, but I feel like in Western Australia, more than any other state or territory in our country, there is quite literally so much room to play.
Mm.
And the arts are one of the great vehicles that's used to really celebrate our great nation in lots of different ways, through its connection to country, through our First Nations people, through all of the incredible landscape that we have, all from the very top of the state, all the way down to the great southern regions. I think of places like Victoria, and part of their identity, their state identity, if you will, is football. We have a bit of that here, of course, but arts is one of those really big things that we absolutely shouldn't be taking for granted.
And so it has its own challenges in terms of regions, infrastructure, transport, etc. Yeah, I often say small world, big state.
Sure.
Because Kununurra is more like South Africa and Esperance is more like Tasmania, you know, in terms of terrain. And yeah, and we all need arts. It's not an arts versus sports conversation.
No.
And I'm so pleased about that.
it's the wrong podcast for that, and it's the wrong argument to be having.
That was Mark Howitt talking about the latest TBC.
Very excited for this week's episode of Pick a Pod, focusing in on one podcast made right here in Western Australia.
Possibly in this studio, Taylor.
Not possibly. I can confirm it was made in this studio.
Can confirm. Excellent. It's a good Tuesday.
I think we get a bit of a credit somewhere in the website as well, because there's some accompanying articles that go along with the three episodes. It's Let's Talk About the Future from Seesaw Magazine in collaboration with Chamber of Arts and Culture, hosted by Drastic on Plastic's own Mary Faton, who, if you've listened to Mary talk, you already know that she is the business. I took and listened to Let's Talk About the Future, Artists and Better Health and Wellbeing.
Mm.
Danae, when the lockdown happened, when a lot of our friends in the arts were sort of barred and denied support and access and in the way of financial support, it struck a lot of conversations. It struck a lot of nerves as well. And we tried to talk about a little of that on RTR during lockdown, sort of 2020 era. And this conversation isn't about the lockdown specifically, but it does sort of tackle the hard question of, well, how does one work in the arts, not become burnt out and have really good mental health and well-being when that is what the arts supplies to a lot of people who consume it, but not necessarily the people who work in the arts. It's hosted by Mary, and her guests this week are Dr. Shona Erskine and Dr. Christina Davies, a couple of people who themselves, professional artists, also working in psychology, and the director for the Centre of the Arts Mental Health and Wellbeing WA. They tackle the big question of, well, how do we keep our artists healthy and happy? It doesn't necessarily answer for everyone's experience, but it does do a really great job of establishing what the issue is and some ways forward. What we're about to hear is starting by establishing where the arts become unhealthy for those practicing before we start talking about solution.
I can write myself a birthday card and send it to myself to arrive on my birthday. I can get a birthday card on my birthday, but there's no gift in that. When somebody else does that for me, the gift is not in the card itself, but the gift is in that they thought about me, they took the time to write something, and then they sent that to me. That is a gift I cannot get for myself. And arts function a lot in the gift economy, where when we come into creative practice, it is entirely voluntary. We volunteer of ourselves, our bodies, our attention, our thinking, all the things which you can't commodify into this kind of magical mix that then becomes creative practice. So a lot of the way that arts functions, and I think this is one of the things that maybe gives people the perception that it's not a proper job, is there's a lot of gifting going on. So we see that in things like writing support letters for each other, but we also will come into each other's processes and be reflective and help support. Mentoring is also done for free. So there's a lot of work that's done, but no money changes hand. Instead, what is built is relationship. And relationship is the currency of artistic practice in so many ways. And that is not, I was going to say that is not seen as valuable, but we understand it absolutely is for mental health and for community. But because it is given voluntarily and isn't contractual, then the job is different from other jobs that we might do.
What say you, Danae?
I'm just listening. Yeah, I have nothing to say.
It's interesting, that concept of, I mean, the reason that I play that is to help establish where the issue starts, mm-hmm. not necessarily how you fix it. But I think it's really interesting when they talk about this idea of, well, the arts is this great thing, but what happens behind the scenes is there's a lot of emotional exchange, there's mm-hmm. a lot of time spent that's not given a pay packet at the end of the week or the fortnight or whatever it might be.
I just thought it was really interesting. I seriously went down a lot of rabbit holes while I was listening to that.
I could see you off at another plane.
Yeah, because it's an interesting time of year to listen to those sorts of things, as many of us reflect on what we love, what we give, what we enjoy, and what we get back in our creative practice, in our workplace, in our families.
Mm. If you've been listening to a podcast, or maybe this is one for you to pick up, if you work in an arts sector, if you love someone who works in the arts... If you live with someone and you need a bit of a better understanding, this is one for you this week. It is Let's Talk About the Future, Arts and Its Relationships to Tourism, to Better Health and Wellbeing. And the third one that we didn't touch on today is Can the Arts Help Save the Planet? I don't know, that is such a big question, I couldn't even open that page today. But it is there and available for you through the Seesaw Magazine website.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been listening to something else and we need to know about it, we are always looking for a diamond in the rough. 0405 921 921. Danae Gibson, thank you very much.
Thank you, Taylor Strano.
We'll be back with more Pick a Pod next Tuesday. Otherwise, play catch up at the RTR website.